A major honor for Master Carver Stan Bevan, who was named the Order of British Columbia last week. The recognition highlights his decades-long commitment to Northwest Coast Indigenous art and culture. This week, CFNR News spoke with Bevan about the prestigious award. His reaction was one of surprise and gratitude.
Well, I was a bit surprised because it just came out of nowhere and I never knew that somebody had nominated me for it. And then after I did some research into what it was, I felt very honored to be picked for the Order of British Columbia. So it went from surprise to being very, very honored.
This recognition adds a long list of accolades for Bevan, including a Lifetime Achievement Award in the First Nations art. For him, this latest honor reflects not just his personal achievement, but the work of many communities across the North.
It just brings recognition to all the things that we've been doing over the years in the North, the great work that all the communities and societies and college, and I'm just grateful to be part of enhancing what they're doing and through the art. So it's nice to see that recognition.
Bevan's career has been focused on preserving and revitalizing Northwest Coast Indigenous art, and he hopes this recognition will shed light on the need for further cultural education.
I just hope it brings more education to who we are and what we're doing in the North, because you talk to people and they're very happy, but they don't really know exactly the full story. And so hopefully this brings people to start looking more into who we are and what we do as a First Nations people.
One of Bevan's most significant projects has been his involvement in establishing the Northwest Coast Art School, which he believes will be crucial for future generations of artists.
It's a step. And there's many more steps to go. And one of them is the art school that I've helped create. And I'd like to see it have its own space, its own school as a space, and work towards giving our own degrees in the art, and not just carving, but there's weaving, there's all types of different art that we have, and to incorporate that into a school, because it's definitely worthy of the knowledge that it takes to be an artist.
For Bevan, the journey of creating art is an ongoing process of growth and learning, one that mirrors the evolution of Northwest Coast art itself.
And it's the same with the Northwest Coast art. It's never stood still. It started as an ancient art, and then it grew over the thousands and hundreds of years to the fine art it is now, and it's still continuing to grow. It's adapting to who we are now, because it's not standing still.
Bevan has been a mentor to countless young artists, particularly through his work at the Frida Deasing School of Northwest Coast Art. His goal is to ensure that his students not only learn the technical aspects of the craft, but also reconnect with their cultural identity.
We just want our students to add to that, to keep growing and understanding and developing their own nation's culture in the art and how they fit in and bringing other people into understanding what the art is. Because we are an oral history, but the oral history was also recorded through our art.
As a carver, Bevan has also worked on projects with deep cultural significance. One of his most meaningful pieces is a totem pole created to honor residential school survivors, a project that has become even more poignant after the discovery of unmarked graves at the former Kamloops Residential School.
In the pole that I created, I wanted it to speak on its own so that you could look at it and understand the history of the residential school and the children. It starts with the mother holding the children and the loss of the children, loss of language, loss of culture, loss of identity. And then the next part is that the residential school and the windows were important. We went to Kamloops and we studied the school. We were brought on a tour and we went to one of the rooms that were in what that was never changed, and that was the boys' dorm up above. And we got to look out the windows, and what the windows on the totem pole symbolize is the children looking out the windows longing to go home. And then third part of the pole is the healing part of the pole, and the eagle on top represents our culture, and the eagle is pulling the people out and through the culture, so that people are healing through the culture again.
Looking ahead, Bevan remains committed to his mission of promoting Indigenous art and culture. He is continuing to work on new commissions, including two totem poles, one for Kitsilas and the other for Kitsimkalam, both of which are set to be raised later this year.
I've worked on a couple of poles in the last few years that are still waiting to be raised. My community of Kitsilas is completing a new community hall, and I was commissioned a 36-foot pole of one of our old Kitsilas stories, and that will be raised when the openings. We're looking forward to that. And also I did a 30-foot totem pole for Kitsimkalam, and that will be raised on their border with Nisga, and the Nisga have done a 30-foot pole. And this was an agreement that they did years ago, that they, when they settled their boundary, that they would raise two totem poles side by side. So I'm looking forward to that. That will be a big event too. So,
as Bevan looks to the future, his focus remains on both his art and his mission to ensure that Indigenous cultures continue to thrive through education and creativity.
Continuing to grow and enhance what I've done. What I'm looking at is to further my career as an artist and do the best I can to represent our culture and our art. And I still am a senior advisor to the Frida Deasing School of Northwest Coast Art. I'm still part of that, and I'm always advocating to continue those goals to having our own school and having our own degree. Never-ending journey, so continuing in my art and continuing to help the school, and it's still a long journey yet.
Master Carver Stan Bevan's journey is far from over, and with this new recognition, it's clear that his contributions to the arts and his community will continue to be celebrated for years to come.